Laughter. Laughter is an incredibly beautiful thing. Folks say that laughter is the best medicine, and science backs this up. Studies have shown that laughter increases social bonding, reduces stress, and gives a boost to your immune system. Laughter has been shown in study after study to measurably reduce our perception of pain. Recent research at the University of Maryland has shown that laughter has an inflammatory effect that protects blood vessels and heart muscles from the damaging effects of cardiovascular disease. So, as a little gift from Reverend Megan to us today, we will share a fun look at UU jokes. Jokes that we UUs tell about ourselves, the jokes that other people tell about us, and the ways that we laugh at ourselves. When looking into UU humor, Reverend Megan was surprised to find out that Matt Groening, the creator of The Simpsons, is a Unitarian Universalist. While it's not her favorite show, she grew up with The Simpsons, as did I, and it debuted when she was 11 years old, and it's still running today. But she didn't think she'd seen this scene before.
Picture it. The kids are at an ice cream social that is being held at the local church. The minister offers them a choice of flavors. Ooh, look at the choices. Blessed Virgin Berry. Command Mint. Bible Gum. Or, if you prefer, we have a new Unitarian flavor. The minister hands the kids an empty bowl. When they complain there's nothing there, the minister answers, "Exactly." Unitarian Universalists have a rich history of laughing at ourselves. We acknowledge the humor that is naturally present in all of life, and even our historical figures found levity in self-deprecation. Thomas Starr King, both a Unitarian and a Universalist minister back in a time before the two denominations had merged, explained each religion by stating that Universalists think God is too good to send them to hell. Unitarians think they are too good for God to send them to hell. And he was right. The legacy of Unitarian Universalism is of a branch of Christianity that over time slowly rejected hell, rejected the notion of a punitive God, and eventually rejected any need for salvation. This opened the door to letting go of a need for Jesus and led to an opportunity to explore and embrace a wealth of world religions. When folks accuse us of not believing in anything, we can be sure that we also embrace belief in everything. Everything that is good, positive, and sacred is invited to our party.
And to manage that, we have a lot of meetings and discussions, even changing a light bulb. Do you happen to know how many Unitarian Universalists it takes to change a light bulb? Well, we choose not to make a statement either in favor of or against the need for a new light bulb. However, if in your own journey you have found that a light bulb works for you, that's wonderful. You are invited to write a poem or compose a modern dance about your personal relationship with your light bulb. Presented next month at our annual Light Bulb Sunday service, in which we will explore a number of light bulb traditions, including incandescent, fluorescent, three-way, long life, and tinted, all of which are equally valid paths to luminescence. We laugh at our own agnosticism and recognize the way that openness can look like indecisiveness in a culture that is full of more fundamentalist creedal dominations. Others might think we are going to hell, but this becomes the punchline for those of us who don't believe in hell. A street corner evangelist rhetorically asked a passerby, "Friend, do you know the path that leads to the denial of God and Christ straight into the arms of hedonism and atheism?" Oh, sure, said the passerby. The Unitarian Universalist Fellowship is just two blocks that way.
But it's not all heathenism and atheism. Like I said, we embrace so many faiths. We were originally an offshoot of Christianity, and in seminary we studied the Bible. When Jesus said to his followers, "Who do I say that I am?" the Unitarian Universalist Christian replied, "You are the eschatological manifestation of the ground of our being. The kerygma of which we find..." Oh, I thought I'd given Hannah these words. "The ultimate meaning of our interpersonal relationships." And Jesus said, "What?" Reverend Megan's seminary was ecumenical, a mix of religions, but the dean was an ex-Catholic priest who was still learning about inclusive language. At a service, he once said, "Let us pray. And you, Unitarians, do whatever it is that you do." Can you blame him? What do we do? It can be so hard to describe or explain even to our children.
They say that a Unitarian is just an atheist with children, and that is often the case. Many of us come to the faith because we want to bring our children up in an open, loving church community. And I love seeing the ways our own children represent us. Kids tell the ultimate truths, don't they? When Megan's daughter was young, she made a new friend who told her, "We're Episcopalians. What are you?" Her daughter had to really think about it, and then she said, "I'm not sure, but I think we're League of Women Voters." Another great one was the little girl who was sad about her cat who had recently died. An older woman trying to help her said, "Your kitty is with Jesus now." Disgusted, the Unitarian cow said, "What would Jesus want with a dead cat?" Recently, Reverend Megan took an online quiz that told her, based on her beliefs, she'd be best suited as a Quaker. But she can't imagine sitting still through all that silence. Some say that Unitarians are just Quakers with attention deficit disorder.
Whatever we are, we certainly have our own ways of doing things. A Jewish rabbi, a Catholic priest, and a UU minister were discussing how they divide the collection plate between church use and God. The rabbi said that he draws a circle in the middle of the room, stands in the middle of it, and throws the money up into the air. Whatever falls outside the circle goes to the Lord, and what falls inside goes to the church. The priest said that he does something similar. However, he draws a line. When he throws up the money, whatever falls in front of him is for the church. Whatever is behind him goes to God. The UU minister said that she also used a similar method for dividing up the collection plate. She throws up the money and she figures whatever God wants, God will grab. I'm going to end with one of Reverend Megan's favorites. A young woman walks into a fabric store and asks the clerk for 9 yards of filmy material. The clerk says, "What are you going to make?" And the UU says, "I'm getting married and am making a negligee for myself as a present for my husband." The clerk says, "But 9 yards is way too much material for a negligee." The young woman says, "I know, but I'm marrying a Unitarian Universalist, and they would rather seek than find."